Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, podcast audience. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge podcast with our flagship show podcast tonight, Talk with the Messenger. And as always, I get to sit down on the microphone and I get to kick it with my big brother, Brother Messenger. How you doing today?
Once again, I'm blessed as usual, my brother. I'm blessed. I want to say I mean that to the fullest. It's not just words. It's just recognizing how good God is. I have no choice but to be blessed.
Go ahead. Watch this. I'm going to tell you like Reverend Williams would have told you. Go on and hit it, man. Because you hit the ground. Do your thing, man. Go ahead.
Oh,
that was
his word.
That was his word. Hit the ground running. Yeah. But again, you know, I tell people, man, when every time you hear me do the intro, and it's so funny when you say these are my words. That's how I feel about my big brother. All right. So when I do the intro again, that's no ad lib. That's just a joyous feeling to be with the brethren, and especially when the brethren is my big brother. So, okay, I know a little, y'all, I might sound a little soft, keep going on about my big brother, but that's just too damn bad. Excuse me, that's just too bad. Here we go. See that? Watch this. It slipped out. No, but again, don't. I'm not even going to say I'm sorry for that word. If that word offends you, then come on now, let's be for real, and don't think for a second that because I said damn on a podcast that's designed to get me closer to God, again, our theme hasn't changed any. We're going to live how we live and try to be as respectful, again, to all persons, man, but I'm going to live how I live. Go ahead, brother.
I just want to say to you with regarding that, bro, that's nothing. And people have to understand that as well. These words and stuff that we think are so offensive to God, don't we realize that there is nothing that is offensive to God? Nothing. Because everything that is God. And that's including damn. That's including hell. That's including words that I don't really want to say, but there's nothing wrong with saying them. It really isn't. It isn't something that's going to offend God. And this is what we've got to, this is the mindset that we've got to come out of, because that's that same mindset that holds us back from being just who we are. And that's what it's about, being who you are. Now, if you consider yourself to be the best you are by not using those words, that's fine. But don't feel for anyone to feel because you use those words that somehow or another you're not connected. There is nothing that anyone can do to disconnect them from the Lord. God said, "Lo, I am with you always." And if anybody anybody got time and want to look up and tell me exactly what always means, then we can discuss it. But always means all the time.
Hey, Brother Messenger, let me just acknowledge a caller. Yeah. Hey, good evening, caller from 305. How are you doing this evening?
Fine, how are you?
Oh, this is Sister Sunshine?
Yes, I'm on the cell phone now.
Okay, see, you threw me. All right. How you doing, Sister Sunshine?
Fine, thank you. How's everybody doing?
All right.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Everybody is wonderful. Okay, so either, what's this, you and Nurse Carmen, y'all kind of call in 2 minutes of each other, so any minute now I'm expecting the line to light up again. Hey, but anyway, Brother Messenger, I'm sorry to have interrupted your thought as we just try to acknowledge callers coming on. But go ahead and finish your thought, please.
I just wanted to go back to that so that we can understand that our relationship with God is about being who you are, not who people think you should be. Saying what you want to say and not what people think you should say. You are your own person, and it is you that you have to bring joy. You can't really truly bring joy to someone else if you don't have joy. So it's about making sure that you're right. And by saying words that people seem to think are bad, as you said, like damn, hell, shit, whatever it is, that does not distract you from God. If it's a word that you don't want to use, then don't use it. That's fine. But don't feel in any way that just because you said that, you're not representing God. Because that word would not be a word if God allowed it not to be a word. We have to understand the fullness thereof, exactly what that means. That means everything. Everything. And this is what we have to understand. So we can't be walking around here around eggs and stuff thinking that the only way we can please God is quoting scriptures from the Bible or from the Quran or anything to that nature. No, it's about knowing that God is within you and he is doing a work with you. And with you and God, there is nothing that you can't do. And when we come to understand that, then we can say what we want to say. Those words might come out sometime and they might not come out, but it doesn't matter. But we automatically go into an apology stage because of the mindset that we've been taught that it is wrong. And we've got to understand that in God's eyesight, because of the fact that God requires nothing from us, then because he requires nothing from us, we can't displease God. God is not like us if you step on my toe, all of a sudden now I'm mad at you. God isn't like that. That's petty man. That's not God.
Hey,
and
Brother
this
Messenger.
Is what we have to,
Again, yes. And again, I know this is rather commercial of me, but, you know, as callers call on, I hate to interrupt you, but it looks like
no,
we have
fine,
Sister T, and again, I knew it was Nurse Carmen.
Yes.
Everybody, see, Sister Terry?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. Yes, sir. Everybody's here. Again, I was just, the humor was, when Sister Sunshine called in from Florida, I told her that Sister Sunshine and Nurse Carmen, for some reason, there's always a two-minute fluctuation. When one calls in, within 2 minutes, the other one's calling in. So I was correct. And it's always a pleasure to have you with us also, Sister Terry. Yeah, you know, but again, and what you kind of walked into is I was explaining to everybody, I am to introduce my brother every show, every time. I don't have to fake enthusiasm. And I know it might sound crazy, but then I said, that's my damn brother. And I went into an apology mode. And in the middle of the apology mode, I thought, you know what, if that's what I wanted to say, I don't see how that would be offensive to God. And the messenger kind of lend a little piece on that also. And I think we understand that we have to live what we have. You know, we have to live. That is our actual job on this earth, if you want to think that God gave us a job or a mission. And that is just to live. Whatever that requires of you, because it's going to be different between everybody, but whatever it is that you think that you need to live, then that's what you do.
Let me break this down. Let me tell you something. What we have to understand is, in the beginning, right, it was nothing but God, okay? And so with there being nothing but God, how could God know that he was God? If there was nothing, it's just him. How can he know just how magnificent and how wonderful he was if there was nothing? So God created us so that with us being part of him, he can experience his magnificence. And this is what we have to understand, that we are temples carrying the Spirit of God in us. And it acts all kind of different ways, and because some act the way that you think they shouldn't act, you don't believe that to be of God. But everything is of God. And some of them it takes them a while because of the transformation. It takes people a while, just as it's taking us a while, to be able to go within and realize the God that's in us. This is what we have to understand, and this is what we've had a discussion before with regards to the Ten Commandments. I have to tell you this. You guys hold on now, all right? But there is no such thing as Ten Commandments. What they are Ten Commitments. They're not commandments, because if anybody stop and think about it, if God commanded you to do something, can you do anything other than what God commanded you to do?
No way.
No way?
No way.
Okay, I'm glad to hear you say that. Now, let me ask you this. We all know the story of Satan, right? How Satan came to be, right? Satan was created originally as an angel to praise God, right? That's what the story tells us. Somebody let me know if I'm right or wrong. I want us all to be on one accord. Satan was created to praise God. Him and the angels, supposedly, but believe me when I tell you, God does not need our praise. But anyway, the story goes that Satan was created to praise God, and his job was to do nothing but praise God. And he did that throughout eternity until God decided that he wanted to create man. And when he created man, he loved man so much that Satan got jealous. That's how the story goes, unless I've been taught wrong. But that's what I've been taught, that's how Satan came into being. And that was the reason for him going into the Garden of Eden to turn mankind against God. Is everyone with me, or they're not with me just yet? Can I get an amen if you're with me?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay. So then someone tell me, if God created Satan, the angel, to praise him, how can he change his mind and say, I'm not praising you anymore. I'm going to war against you, and I got just as much power as you. And not only do I have as much power as you, I'm taking some of your angels that you created with me.
See, right about there, the story gets real convoluted. if you stop and think just from that part of the story, and again, I pardon the interruption. If you stop and think just from that part of the story, we begin to question, you mean God made something to walk on the left and it now walks on the right? God made an image or a person to praise him if that's what he needed. But God made an image to praise him, and one day the image decided, I'm not going to do that anymore. See, when we even begin to accept that as a possibility, we minimize the greatness or the awesomeness of this of our Creator.
That's correct. That is 100% correct. And just for good measures, I'm going to throw this in as well. After Satan all of a sudden decided that he didn't want to be obedient to God, God created a place called Hades or hell to put Satan in. And every time you look, Satan is everywhere but where God placed him to be. So technically, God has no power over Satan. Satan has enough nerve that he can go up to God and say, you know what, God, your servant Job, I'm going to mess with him. And God gave him permission. Which one of you would give permission for a pit bull to go in the backyard and mess with your child? We wouldn't do it, but God would do it.
And if you, and I hate to, and everybody, please feel free to interject. But as we tell these Bible tales or these the tales from the Bible, if you think about it, I'm a bad guy. I'm the devil. And I go ask the good guy, God, can I do some mischievous acts? And he says, yes. I mean, really? So I go ask God, can I go mess with these folks over here or this man over here? And God told me, yeah. You can do whatever you want to do to him, but here we go, just like in the Garden of Eden. But don't do this one thing, like Adam and Eve. You can have everything around you, but don't you touch this one thing. It just makes it so I don't know. It just, if you think about it in its entirety, it just minimizes the awesomeness, man. Because I don't know. That just don't sound like something I would do. Would you put somebody in a Garden of Eden and say you can have everything but this one thing? See, my question would be, how important is that one thing, and why does it have to even be here? Or if you never told me not to have it, I'm in such a vast place, I probably never run upon it anyway.
What would you poke at it?
Say again.
You would go and poke at it.
Why would he tell him not to?
I don't mean you. I mean man. You know, it's like when somebody stands next to you and says, don't look behind you. What's the first thing you do?
Look behind you.
Amen.
Yeah, let's take it one step further, and I understand you're 100% correct, my sister. You are correct. You tell, and this is what our thing is. You tell us to do one thing, and we're going to do the opposite. You're 100%
right.
Correct. What the Bible also says that God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He knows what we're going to do before we even do it. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
So why would he tell us to do something that not to do something that he knew we were going to do?
Trust. Faith.
What? Why?
I'm thinking trust or faith or I don't know something
that. But wait, we're talking about God who already knows. He already knows. You can say faith and trust and all that. But God already knows what you're going to do.
Right.
Of course he did.
So if he already knows what you're going to do, why would he tell them to do something, not to do something that he already knew that they were going to do? As a parent, would you put a poison apple in front of your child and tell them not to eat that poison apple?
No, we wouldn't.
So if we, as crazy as we may be at times, if we wouldn't do it, why do we think or why would we think that God would do something like that? It just doesn't make sense.
It just goes to, again, we have to have the major abracadabras to make the story sell. And again, one may never, ever actually really know what brought about putting this this book of tales together? Was it to control people at a time? Was it because somebody seen the money profits in it? Now, again, I'm sure they didn't see what it is today, but I sometimes wonder, what was the reason behind it? Because whatever it was important because it spread throughout the world just in different versions. So I'm saying this whole
religion. It spread throughout the world partly because of old stories, as we spoke about yesterday regarding the Old Testament. The Old Testament is nothing but a bunch of stories. And the New Testament is nothing but a bunch of parables. But what we have done is we have taken the parables and the old stories and we've made them gospel. And we live them day to day to the letter. And it tells us in that Bible that the letter is what kills. But we still follow it to the letter. Well, supposedly.
Right.
We follow it to the letter. And yes, for a time, religion was used as a means to control people.
See, and that's what I'm thinking.
And that's what it was for, to control people. And we've got so many intelligent women today. And there were intelligent women before. But if you really think about it, read the Bible. The Bible treats women as if they were no one. The Bible treats women worse than they treat blacks. And do we really think that that's how the God that we are wants us to be? If that was the case, why would he say love ye one another? He didn't say love ye certain people. He said love ye one another as yourself. Love thy neighbor as yourself. And now we look at our neighbor as the person that lives next door, but anyone you come in contact is your neighbor.
That's
is
right.
Yourself. And you've got to learn how to treat them just as you would want to be treated. And so this even goes to the theory of homosexuality and all of this and that people want to say is such an eyesore to God. It is not an eyesore to God. Nothing we do can truly offend God, and we have to understand that, because if anything we did offended God, it would be no more. And the only way it can offend God is if God was expecting something from it. God wants and needs nothing. He is God. We have to stop placing God as if he was a king and recognize him as a deity that needs nothing. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So what does he need? If everything here is his, what is it that he needs?
Nothing.
Don't judge your brother, man. There ain't no need for that. Live your life. And then when you live your life, then you won't worry about the past that as a person that person.
Because it won't be important to you. If you're so busy being you, and again, that's not a selfish statement, but what other people do, you learn that that's not a direct impact on you. Or you know what I'm trying to say? So if you're so busy, I believe that the life that we have is the life that we have. And again, I'm just conditioned to be respectful of people, to help people. So, and that's most DNA for most people. So if we start with the basic concept of love ye one another, and again, all throughout the Bible, you will see little codes where it's just so simple. If you treat people like you would like to be treated, how can anything be wrong to you? Unless, you know what I'm saying? So, maybe I went on a tangent there, but again, I just think that just living life is what it's about. And
it's
when,
a universal
when
law.
When people hear
it's
us say that,
law, my brother.
When people hear us say that, I don't want to put the, I guess I am, but I don't want to put out there, well, if you just want to be a wild person and breaking robberies. And honestly, what I'm really saying to you is, if that's what you think you need to make your life successful or to enjoy your life, then that's what you do. But I also want to tell you, they got this thing out there called cameras and police. And another thing out there, they got called prisons. Okay. Now, again, I'm not saying
those are the consequences.
I'm saying the consequences of those choices are going to take you down that street. Does that make sense to anybody?
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes total sense, yes, because that's exactly the way it is. Because one of the things we have to look at, too, one of my things I'm always saying to you guys is all things work together for the good. And because all things work together for the good, you can find that thief or that drug addict. And whichever one it is, if you find that person, I guarantee you, you're going to find 10 or 15 other people that love him to death and he loved them to death. So it's still good coming out of that. Now, the choices that they made, there are going to be some consequences for. It's not God being mad at anybody and punishing them. It's just the consequences for what they did. They have to pay the what a man soweth, so shall he reap. These are universal laws that are set up. When God created all of this, these were universal laws that set up, that he automatically put in place. When he reigned on the just as well as the, quote, unjust. Because the universal law is in effect. It's not God looking down on you today and saw you did something and he decides he's going to punish you. No. You think that's all God's got to do? Why can he be God if he's sitting up there just punishing people? Your job here is to go out each day and create the best life that you can for yourself. And when you create the best life that you can for yourself, what you'll begin to do is share that with everyone. But if you don't create a good life and you got it and you're making things even harder for yourself, you're going to make it harder for other people. As they say, misery loves company. And so this is why I say that you've got to look at your star player. You got to take care of your star player. And once you take care of your star player, then you can spread it, and you can spread it from the pureness of your heart and not with no kind of motives as far as something in return. Because you can give all you want to give, and if you just give in on the hopes that you get something back, that's all you're doing is practicing. A kind word from your heart means much more than a dollar hoping you're going to get $2 back. It's simple. We just have to apply the principles and get away from the teachings that they have taught us all of these years. And we've all here have some form of some kind of education. God has given us wisdom and knowledge. And we refuse to use it because we think we're less than what we are. But we are a part of God. We are all part of the body. One of us on the phone could be the arm. The other person could be the toe. The other person could be the ear. But we are all part of the body. And we have to understand this and stop thinking that we are not worthy and that we're not connected to God. Because soon as you become disconnected from God, you die. The body dies. Because the body is just a temple carrying the spirit of God. And we just have to go within ourselves and bring that spirit. So as that song used to say, let my light shine. And that light is the spirit of God.
I just kind of sat back for a moment, man. Just my mind just went back to being at church, man. Hell, I'm just
sitting
there.
Huh?
No, I'm just sitting there.
Just
sitting in the pew.
Mind.
I'm sitting in the pew listening to the minister. That's all. But the only difference now is the form is different, and we're preaching a little different message. Excuse me. But the message is real. The message is real, and I think that those of us that really understand the message, again, through our lives, we'll be able to help spread and get more people, I think, focused on themselves and understanding that God is in them. So a lot of things, I say, what you're looking for is here all the time. It's already there. You're trying to go to a place that you are already at, so to speak.
Not so to speak, so it is. That's just what it is, bro. We're trying to get somewhere where we're already there. We're already there. We just now have to act like we're there. And this is what we refuse to do. Why? Because they beat in us so much that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Why would God have us come into this? From the jump, he got us into this. This isn't so. God said everything he created was good. Now, I know we think we all bad at everything, but we do not. We cannot change God. What we need to do is change our thinking. Brother Paul said we need to renew our minds. That's written in the scripture, but we'll skip over that, or we'll leave that to believe something else. And Paul is letting us know that we're looking at this wrong. God is a spirit. We must worship him in spirit and in truth, not in our carnal thinking. The Bible tells us that God's ways is not like our ways. But everything we do, when we reference God, we reference God in what we would do or what we think. And God has given us the intelligence to see that just some of this stuff is just plain crazy. And sometimes I get mad at myself for so long allowing them to brainwash me to believe such ludicrous stuff. I put this before those that are listening to me tonight. Just try God, all right? I don't think he'll send anybody to hell. If you try him for a week. Instead of all of this reading the scriptures and all of this stuff, go into your room and have a little meditation. Clear your mind, because I guarantee you, when you clear your mind, God will step in. So you do a little meditation. Let God begin to speak to you, and watch how he opened up the windows of heaven. And I'm not saying that he's opening up the windows of heaven and you can become a millionaire tomorrow. It's possible, but I'm just saying how much better you will feel. A lot of the sickness and all of the problems and stuff that we have because we feel that we are unworthy when we are truly worthy. God has not given us the spirit of fear. So we have to walk in the power that we have, and we have much power. We have so much power, we don't even recognize that we have it. We sit around and we worry, we this and that. Why? Why? And after we just finish worrying, does it really change anything? It's not until we say to ourselves, you know what, let me get up and pull myself up by the bootstraps and press on, so we begin to feel better. So why spend that time unnecessarily? Understand who you are. If you're feeling a little down, that's when you go have a talk with God. Trust me, he will hear you, and he will answer your prayer. And when you talk to God, that's per se a prayer. Communication with God. And you don't have to go to him like on your bended knees with all these fancy words. You can talk to God just like you talk to yourself. Because truthfully, that's who you're talking to, yourself. because it is the God in you that you're talking to. When you get an answer, that's just where you're going to get that answer from, yourself. But in order for this to happen, and happen in an expeditious way, you have to be able to let go of all the troubles of this world, stop thinking about these things for a while, and just concentrate on God. And watch how he begins to open up stuff for you so that you can see and hear things much better than what we're doing now. We can stop living in fear. We can walk in authority knowing that thou art with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. We've all been in a place before where we're not sure where the next meal was coming from or how we were going to do this or do that. How do you think you got through that? He's been with us. He's never left us. He's never forsaken us.
Brother Kenny, did you share your new mic with the messenger? Why is there an echo?
You have an echo?
You don't hear the echo?
Yeah,
I hear it.
Yeah, I hear the echo.
You do?
Yes.
Put your cover that, you know, that extra cover that you brought, put that over the mic, my brother.
So the echo is only coming from me?
Well, we can.
I don't hear an echo from you. I hear an echo from the messenger. That's what I'm saying. Did you share the mic with him?
Oh no. See. Oh, okay. No, I'm gonna real soon upgrade all the messengers.
equipment.
Also.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you
praise
know what?
God.
So
okay.
Well, I said, and you know what? All I'm gonna say is, with regard to the messengers' microphones, if I'm not telling the truth, I hope I never breathe again. Within the last 2 hours. Between everybody who's on this podcast right now, me and two other people have had that conversation. So that must be my signal to go ahead and send him some new equipment.
Okay.
No, well, okay. It could be that, or it could be what God is saying is so important that it needs to echo in our hearts and ears,
we need to hear
so that
Christ.
We can
okay.
hear what he's saying.
Okay.
All things working together for the good. Anybody hear an echo right now?
That sounds like the elephant.
No.
All right, we got to learn how to count it all, Joy.
Okay. All right.
Hey, if you want to send those new mics, I will not stop my blessing. All right? I will not stop my blessing.
Well, listen.
You know, sorry, because you know what Wednesday is, right, Sister Sunshine?
No, this is Nurse Carmen. It's our birthday. Oh, your birthday, I meant. Your birthday.
Lord
of mercy.
No,
our birthday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what happened to Sister Sunshine? She gone?
No.
Sunshine gone?
No, she's still here. She was on a cell phone.
She on mute. Okay.
Yeah.
She on mute.
She probably
is
on mute.
And that's a beautiful thing, too, because this young lady is at work and still,
yeah,
still
I'm at work.
Want
I'm
to call
sorry.
In
I had to
and hear.
Yeah. I just put it back on. I'm sorry. I had to take a call. That's why I was on mute.
It's fine. It's a beautiful thing. If we just stop and look at some of the small things that are, well, we consider them small, but these are just little things that showing God at work. If we stop being on the lookout for the sky to open up and pictures all, his face all up in the air and all that stuff, and start looking within ourselves, we'll see God, not only in the air, but we'll see God when we start to talk to each other. We'll be able to see God in each other. That's how God's just not doing all that crazy stuff that people expect him to be doing. If you can't see him within you, why do we need to be up in the sky? I'm not up there. I'm down here in you. And we just have to come to know that.
And that's not going to be easy to come to know because, again, we're talking about hundreds and thousands of years of not really understanding that. Because when you understand that, that puts everything in a different perspective. Because if you really understand that, then and the people who write laws would write different laws. I mean, if you really understood that. That makes sense?
If you really understand that and understand just what it is that we've been putting ourselves through for the last how many ever years we've been here, then right now is the time. And I understand what you guys are saying, but it's important for us that we stop and put behind us anything that besets us so that we can march towards the mark. And if we keep holding on and looking back to those crazy stories and stuff that they've given us as our example on how to be in tune with God, then we're going to miss the mark. And we've already let X amount of years go. So now is the time. If I can borrow from Brother Barack, now is the time. Not tomorrow. And yes, I know we've been taught a lot of things, and I know we've got a lot of things in our minds that somebody else has told us, but now we got some new stuff.
Amen to that.
And I'm going to say this, too. I think it's the co-producer. I still think it's his mic. I think he's so high tech that we're getting feedback from his stuff. Do you have your speakers on, my brother?
Yes, I do, my brother.
Okay, because you have your speakers on, what's coming out of your speakers is going through your mic, and that's why we're getting the echo.
Okay, I got a quick question. Are you getting it now?
No.
Not at this present moment.
Okay. So then that proves my theory. No more watches. No more questions need to be asked on that.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen. Anyway, I'm about to move the studio anyway, because I'm gonna find that right sound mix that gonna make this get that quality sound right. And as I find that sound, you know I gotta keep your studio on par, Brother Messenger. So we'll be sending you some stuff.
All right, my brother. Well, let me ask while we're here. We're still getting an echo. So maybe
that echo started again. Yeah, it started again.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. You know what? Does it sound a little better now?
Yeah. Well, we don't hear the camera right now.
Okay, let me
No, Rhonda, okay. I messenger on your end, I can hear an echo.
Wow.
I don't hear it from Brother Kenny, but I hear it on your end.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, you know what we'll do? Check this. What we'll do is after this show is over, Brother Messenger, we'll get back online and we'll do a sound check. Unless it's very disturbing and you can't hear the show.
Well, is it that you know what? Since I've got the echo, let me ask those that.
See, Randai, it's on your end.
Yeah.
It's not as bad now as earlier.
As exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay,
it's not disturbing. It's just an echo.
Okay, let me ask this then, because I've been at it for a while now, and we've had some diligent listeners that are listening to the word. Does anyone have anything they want to say, any questions they might want to ask, or something that they might want to say, let me know that they feel different on? Anyone?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm with you. Not I'm with you.
Me too. I'm good. You're enlightening me.
Where's my sister Mary at? My sister Mary got something.
Who's Sister Mary?
Is that her name? I'm sorry. That's not her name?
No.
What's her name?
I believe you said Terry.
Terry?
Sister Terry.
Yeah,
all right,
Sister Terry,
Brother
I'm sorry.
I'm good. I'm good,
you're good?
Tonight.
So we are
okay.
Good.
You know, Brother Messenger, I actually dialed in tonight because when we opened, Brother Hodge said, or Brother Kenny, my bad, said, said, my damn big brother or something, and then backpedaled on me. And I love how you said, you know, be you. God loves you. You know, if damn is how you felt, then damn is how you felt. And God wanted you to be authentic. And that actually is what prompted me to call in this evening. I just
Amen.
Wanted to say that I appreciated that.
Yes.
Oh, bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Well, as I said, that he is an on-time God, and that is just another example of how he will answer whatever it is that you want to know. All you got to do is have eyes to see and ears to hear what it is. And don't hold things back, per se, thinking that can't be from God. And what I mean by that is sometimes people think God is truly a man. So if a woman tells them something, they don't feel as if it's from God.
Well,
and so they miss that answer.
True.
Don't we as women know that?
Yes, ma'am.
But,
and this is what?
Go ahead, brother.
And this is why you women have to start walking in that boldness that you are just as good. Not better than anyone, but just as good as man, boy, whatever. Because we are all one. And we have to be able to understand that. They say it all the time. There's no big eyes. But everybody thinks they're the head honcho. But we're not. We're all one. And if we start walking in that authority, knowing just who we are, because when you start to walk in that authority of who you are, you don't look down on anybody. You're always trying to help pick somebody up. Is that going to stop certain people from talking about you? No.
No, it isn't.
Until they can understand who they are, they're going to continue in those ways. But let not your heart be troubled. I think we hit on that yesterday, didn't we, my brother?
Yes, sir, my brother, we did.
Yes,
you
did.
There's no reason for it. But again, it takes a moment to understand reasoning to get to that place where you, I mean, we can say it. You know what I'm saying? But again, it's a journey to get to the point where you can be it. You know, because you say it, so I'm definitely on that journey.
And one of the things we have to understand, and that's true, but what we have to understand is we've got to stop with what we might call excuses. As Nike said, we've got to just do it. Now that you know better, if you know these things, happy
we can
are
do
you
better.
If you do
that's
it.
Right.
And
we can
like
do
you
better.
Said, my brother, the first time, it might not be so easy. But the second time, you're going to think about it, and you're not going to go as hard. And the third time, you're going to go even less. And by the fourth time, there should be no more.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we have to approach each situation that seems to not go with what we expected. Instead of counting it as bad, count it as not the path that you wanted.
You want a different path. So whenever you want a different path, all you got to do is make a right. And you're going in a different direction. It is just that simple. We've got to let go. Let go, let loose, and let God direct our path. Right now, we let something that they've been preaching for the last 65 years direct our path. And if they've been preaching it for 65 years and the path isn't made for you already, then that might not be the right path. If everybody's still stumbling over that same stumbling block that they've been trying to see you over for the last 55 years, don't you think maybe that's not the right path for you, per se? Because that's all we're dealing with is ourselves. Now, there's some people in the church that if you took them out of there, they wouldn't know what to do. They'd be too afraid to do anything else. So until God can show them, and in order for God to show them, they've got to ask for it. He's not forcing himself, because you have to understand the reason why God gave us free will is because no matter how long it may take, you will come to know who you are and who he is. And I say how long, you might not even get it in this lifetime. But guess what? You've got many, many, many more lifetimes to go. Can anybody on this phone right now tell me they haven't been here before? You might not have been here as Nurse Carmen or as Sunshine or Hodge to Hodge, but we've been here. And we know it. As I said, there is no such thing as coincidence. Everything is working together for the good. And all we have to do, and I kid with Nurse Carmen all the time, and I tell her, I know some things, and it's the truth be told, I know everything. I know everything. Why? Because of the God that's in me. He is the creator of everything. All I have to do is be able to bring it back to my remembrance.
We all know something.
In order for me to bring it back to my remembrance, I've got to stay in tune with him.
That's right. We
got
to tap into God. That's right. Because we all know.
That's correct. That is correct. We all know.
We do.
Some things we know and we act like we don't know, and we do know.
Exactly.
But because it's not what we want it to be, we act as if we don't know. Can I get an amen, Sister Sunshine?
I'm an amen for my sister.
I'm here. I had to take the thought off of me. This work is interfering with my message for the night.
We got to keep the lights on, so. So you know what that word is. Don't you walk
That's
out
right.
there? Because. Anyway, I was going to make a joke, but I'm going to let it go. Hey, but listen, 5 minutes left to go. I forgot what podcast I was on. With 5 minutes left to go,
Hi,
I want to just...
I'm calling from Arc on a recorded Sophia.
Excuse me. With 5 minutes left to go, I just want to set us up for tomorrow's show, because the messenger will have a special Mother's Day message. Again, it's today's Mother's Day message. So that's going to be our show tomorrow night. But everybody, let's get ready to say our good nights. And we're going to start with Sister Terry.
You always got to start with me.
Only because I'm going right up the list of call-ins.
Yes, sir. I'm going to copy the brother messenger, and I'm going to say, may God bless the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his
Amen.
Holy word. Have
you
a happy Mother's Day, all of you.
You go, girl.
Thank you, everyone.
There's Carmen.
I have to say the same. And I love you guys. And happy Mother's Day to the mothers.
Same.
Happy Mother's
All right.
Day.
Same to you. Same to you.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. Let me see if Sunshine's still at work.
Heard the motion, and happy Mother's Day to everyone as well.
Okay, good deal. Brother Messenger, I want to say to you and to the cast, a good show. As always, I enjoy breaking bread with you. I'm blessed and thankful that we have this podcast to share the word, share the message, and I'm very grateful to be able to share my brother with the world. So go ahead and give us our closing remarks. And as our new show format dictates, Mommy going to bring us home. It's on you, brother.
All right. I'd like to say happy Mother's Day, but more importantly is happy God's Day. And what I would love for tomorrow, as we discuss mothers and women tomorrow, I'd like for each and every one of us that are listening here tonight to see if they can find, I'm not putting a time limit, but see if you can find a couple minutes to have a word with God so that God can come back to you with something to share with us as well. Because God, I'm listening, but he's talking to everyone. And so we have to let our light shine. So let us know how you have been able to connect in any way what possible. Remember, there is no good and no bad, no better, no worse or anything, but we are all striving for that connection. And he is in us. So just remember, if we go within, we will not go without. Bless you all. Everybody, end of the show.
Good night.